Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the charts, the stories, the topics, if you will, the top 10 items and people being discussed on the radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And here to go through the research, i.e. the list from number 10 to number 1, with some other anecdotal things that are important to the world of talk radio, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Thank you very much, Doug. It's been another interesting and exciting and important week in the world of news talk radio. And here's the way the top stories stack up. We had number 10, the National Basketball Association labor issues. At number 9, more sports, National Football League action. We have this Solyndra case at number 8. We have at number 7, the Australian U.S. Marine Base plan. At number 6, the Supreme Court to hear the Obamacare arguments. At number 5, Iran nukes. At number 4, the Penn State scandal. Interestingly, a lot of sports talk listeners are saying, okay, when are we going to stop talking about that and get back to local sports? That is just a huge story, not just in sports talk, but it's the number 4 story in news talk radio. Number 3, European debt crisis tied with financial markets activity. At number 2, we have the 2012 presidential race. Always a lot to talk about there. And number 1, we have the Occupy shutdowns and the protests connected with them. The most talked about people, Stephen Chu is at 10, Sarah Palin at 9, Hillary Clinton at 8. At number 7, we have Jerry Sandusky, Joe Paterno, and Mike McQuarrie. At number 6, we have Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Number 5, Angela Merkel and Ben Bernanke. Number 4, Michael Bloomberg. Number 3, Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, and Ron Paul. Number 2, we have Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Herman Cain. And number 1, all by himself at the top of the stack, Barack Obama.
One of the things that I find amusing, and others do too, who are observers, you and I are observers, Michael, of the scene, the fact that Sarah Palin, and I'm not sure why she's number 9 here, if you want to help us understand that, I'm bringing her up because I thought it was patently foolish to have her on just because she's a talking head being paid as somebody who's a quote-unquote contributor to Fox News. I think Greta Van Susteren had her on talking about Jerry Sandusky, and I thought to myself, why is she there talking about that any more than I might be there or you might be there or somebody on the street? She's a mother, all right, fine. But other than that, what the heck does she bring to the party?
I don't know. I think that I think Fox News is very smart about who they choose and who they eliminate to be part of their cavalcade of stars.
Yeah.
And Sarah Palin is a star. She's got star appeal now within the pop culture world of news.
No question about it. You know, but what does she bring to the table when it comes to talking about Jerry Sandusky other than an opinion she can read from the op-ed pages of the New York Times?
Well, I mean, if you go deeper than that, what does anybody bring?
Well, maybe you're right about that.
At least she's talking about something.
Well, but then that gets back to the root of the criticism that a lot of people have toward our medium, which is just it's a bunch of gas. People talking on and on endlessly about something they don't know anything about, just filling time, and they say that about television and radio often, and you listen to some of the things that come out of some of these people's mouths, and the observers don't always realize the object is to get ratings, and it comes from, you know, whatever gas comes out of people's mouths, but it just is interesting, I find, to listen to these people and have, you're not learning a doggone thing. Is it entertaining? Well, hopefully there's something about it.
It's like going to the corner donut shop and listening to everybody's opinion around the stools around the counter.
Yeah, it's opinion. That's all it is.
It's opinion. It's reaction to news. The news is basically a watered-down version of the truth because the truth is too complicated. The truth is very deep and complicated. To talk about it and have opinions in a world riddled with ADD and multitasking and nonstop running and worried about paying the mortgage, obviously it's going to be reduced to basically one intellectual step above sheer gossip.
It's interesting you mentioned, we just did the story this week, and I didn't see it getting a lot of play or action on talk radio. I did talk about it on my program. Toddlers, 2 years old, learning how to use an iPad or an iPhone before they learn how to walk. People teaching them, and that's just it is more bizarre than anything else, mostly because of parents not understanding what if you have lots of images before a child, before his or her brain is developed fully, you're going to make spaghetti out of their brain.
Well, I don't know what it's going to do to their brain, but I do know it's going to do something to their brain. And one of the things that I've been talking about in terms of the speeches I make in our industry is that the Internet is rewiring the human nervous system.
Yeah.
And what you're seeing there is by starting early with children, having them learn how to use social networking, Internets, iPhones, and all of this modern wizardry before they can walk, obviously, is that this is the foundation upon which they're starting their lives. Imagine where they're going to be in 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be utterly telepathic.
Do you remember in the year, Zager and Evans in the year 25, his man is still alive.
Right.
He won't be using his arms or his legs, basically the theme of the song. And I'm thinking, okay, well, it's a little soon for that. But, you know, if people are not exercising, taking care of their body, and they're just doing this stuff, you know it as well as I do. People sit around homes and they play these video games and they're texting back and forth. One of the people participating in my weekday program is a daughter who's 15 or 16. Last month, she sent 3,100 texts.
Mm, mm, mm.
3,100, a 15-year-old girl. 3,100.
That she's living in a constant state of reporting and being reported to on the trivialities of her teenage life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here at the bus stop. Oh, I'm on the bus.
Right. Oh, I'm taking a poop. Oh. All right. Let's talk about something in the Talkers Magazine online version. You have a story about the political influence that conservative talk radio has.
Mm.
And the analysis is done by someone who is, or in a publication that is left of center. So left of center analyzes right of center. When those things come out, is anybody actually persuaded by it? It's a pretty interesting.
Well, we're talking about an article in Politico. And, Politico is read by the people who were involved in politics. And the reason that Talkers found this article that ran this morning in Politico to be interesting is because it presents a very interesting analysis of a constant issue that I'm asked about, and that is, what is the power and influence of talk show hosts on politics?
Mm-hmm.
And it uses Herman Cain as an example of somebody who's a major player in the presidential race, basically the total creation of talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And his meteoric rise to prominence is because of his connection to talk radio, and now his imminent fall from prominence is going to be because talk radio is going to move beyond him.
Yeah.
That's basically the issue.
Yeah.
And it's very, very interesting, wouldn't you say?
I think it is. I think it's very, it's sometimes because we cover this medium, it becomes a little too inside, but it's the harassment scandal, the way it's been played, differently than it has been played in the past, just because of, again, of all of the people paying attention to the narrow focus rather than the broad focus, not broadcasting anymore, narrow casting right down to the nitty gritty of what color this guy's underpants are. It's astounding.
Michael. Of course, so much of the discussion about politics today really is, just as I said before, one intellectual click above, you know, the E Channel or the Kardashians. Or
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore or the Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, we are in one of the biggest crises in the history of our country on every level. Economic, foreign affairs, on every level. And here that we have elections, and most of the discussion of the election is on sexual harassment, personalities, who plays well, who made a mistake in a debate. It is something terribly, terribly wrong with how we're handling the responsibilities that come with democracy.
It's called denial, and that's why democracy ultimately doesn't work unless you pull yourself up by the bootstraps, mm-hmm. another political party or two, and getting rid of the corruption that is so inherent in, you look at how much money there is floating around Washington, and it's a boomtown. Their real estate values are going way up because everybody's there trying to influence the government while the rest of the country tries to pay for their extravagances. And it's becoming almost more then you, that's why they occupy, let's pause for a second. Let's talk a little bit about the Occupy movement and how the information has been mishandled by pretty much everybody. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, will focus on the number one story of the week, according to the Talkers charts. Just a moment here.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Jim Warrender, 2nd Division Battalion.
The very first thought was I didn't think anything could smell that bad as we pulled into Busan. As we went farther north, the jitters set in. Fortunately, the 2nd Division was in reserve when I joined them. They had finished a long, hard year, and to say they were in reserve, so I had a chance to get acquainted with everybody before we went online. And I have an easy, I can always remember the exact day we pulled online. It was July 17th of 1951, my 20th birthday. And the Chinese shelled us 35 minutes after we got into position, so I always said that the Chinese helped me celebrate my birthday.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with your wake-up call.
Get your alarm set because Rent-A-Center's Black Friday sale starts at 6 a.m.
And that means the biggest deals of the year on gaming systems, 17-inch HP laptops, 55-inch Toshiba LEDs, and 10-inch Acer tablets.
And it's all worry-free, so you don't need credit to get it.
Go to Rent-A-Center early. The best deals won't last long.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. All right, in the final fling here, I made a statement. How about yours on the way the Occupy movement has been covered by those who are in the talk media?
Unfortunately, the Occupy movement has suddenly become a political football, and it's become identified with the liberal movement. And that is unfortunate because it really is a populist movement.
Right.
So a lot of the conservative hosts not recognizing that the Occupy movement basically is the expression of everyday citizens to their frustration over financial inequity.
Government, and it's getting into our lives and all kinds of things that are way beyond just Wall Street.
The power of government and the power of corporate America combined makes the average person a total absolute slave to a system that they have no control over, and it's been working against them. That's the issue in a nutshell.
Yep, it sure is. It's Michael Harrison's turn to tell you what he's thinking and what the stories are, according to Talkers Magazine research. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Geico. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the focus on the Penn State scandal is where we are in this first half hour of the countdown. And the charity that Jerry Sandusky founded now under scrutiny for whether it acted swiftly or effectively enough after it was informed of allegations that Sandusky had sexually assaulted and abused boys. The foundation was supposed to be helping. That makes this even more, this really gets sticky here. Here's radio man Gene Muller talking to Aaron Katursky, a reporter on ABC, about Sandusky's charity. A little more investigating going on.
As this story continues to play out, Aaron, there are so many angles to discuss, including the fact that all these people over the course of time seem to somehow, in a very small college town where Penn State is the industry, they all seem to be somehow connected.
It's an amazing thing how widespread Jerry Sandusky's influence went and how widespread his connections were, not just in State College, but beyond. If you look at the roster of people listed as honorary board members of his Second Mile charity, they include famous actors and athletes and businessmen. And now there are questions about what that charity knew of Sandusky's alleged acts and when and whether it did anything. The charity has started its own investigation. The CEO has resigned after 28 years, and Jerry Sandusky himself is denying that he's a pedophile, which is far too much to take for many people watching, including the mother of victim number one, as he's known in court records, who says that watching Sandusky deny that he's a pedophile in that interview with Bob Costas made her sick.
Yeah, watching that interview and hearing Costas at that one point say to Sandusky, okay, you say all these kids apparently aren't telling the truth, all these witnesses aren't telling the truth, all these other people who say they saw you doing untoward things with kids aren't telling the truth, you must feel like the most persecuted man in the world, and Sandusky really had no answer for that. I'm wondering how that whole interview played out to the folks there in State College.
Well, to this one woman, who's the mother of victim number one, as he's identified in court records, she said that she's even upset that he's free on bail to be making these comments. She said he should be behind bars, not granted that $100,000 bail, that Jerry Sandusky chalking everything up to horseplay. She said, no, it's not a game. It was a deliberate attempt on his part, she says, to meet boys, including her son, through his charity, to later molest. She said that charity was nothing more than recruitment for child molestation, and she's terribly angry about it.
Yeah, and the judge in that case that granted that relatively low bail is also working, or did work at one time, was on that charity, did work with Sandusky in that regard. It just shows you again how much everybody in this very small town knows each other. Is there anyone in hindsight looking back and wondering what Sandusky was doing even being on the air with Bob Costas? Because it would seem the consensus nationwide is the dude did himself no favors.
Well, that seems to be the consensus of many criminal defense attorneys we've spoken to who say the first rule is don't let your client talk. However, maybe it was part of some kind of legal strategy. Let him admit to showering with boys. Let him admit to having a fondness for young boys. It's far better that he admit to those things than to the far worse crimes that he's alleged to have committed. We'll see if it's a strategy that ultimately pays off or hurts him.
One of the things that's becoming obvious as you nose around is look at all of these the Jerry Sandusky's of the world who have been sort of the conversations about abuse and trust have been put off and put aside. Respected people who set up charitable or social groups for children only to be implicated in some form of child sexual abuse. And the more I look around, the more a frightening reality emerges. Institutions of trust. There have been lots of... There's one outfit out in Portland, Oregon that was accused of 300 sexual abuse cases, victims numbering in the hundreds at an organization that was supposed to be helping children. What does this say about our society? Not all of these are going to be bad, but they're all going to be suspect. You can be sure of that. All right, so we'll put this on hold and we'll focus next on the presidential race that's up and coming. Who's ahead? What are the polls saying today? That's the structure of the conversation next on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups. Here she comes. That's Bonnie Tyler on the soundtrack of Giorgio Moroder's Metropolis, now on home video for the first time in more than 20 years. Film purists were outraged when Moroder took Fritz Lang's 1926 sci-fi classic and added his own score, sung by stars like Freddie Mercury, Adam Ant, and Pat Benatar. But now we can enjoy this Metropolis as a delightful time capsule of not just one, but two unforgettable eras. Now this. You know the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tom Hanks reinvents himself in Larry Crown, Johnny Depp sets sail again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Polls and polling and the presidential race. Now we'll move along as we get into the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in here. You can join us at 800-510-8255 should you desire. Let's see how much time we can spend focusing on the latest from who's on top, as it were. That is Newt Gingrich, in a manner of speaking. Here's talk host Jay Weber with some reasons for not liking, or for those who are on the right side, the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, not to support Newt Gingrich.
Gingrich, we have seen. He has a track record we can look at. We've seen he's a headstrong personality. He talks a conservative game, but he's really a D.C. establishment guy. He is going to be an immediate centrist president, I think. In fact, I guarantee it. Yeah, he will repeal Obamacare if he has vowed to do that. He'll also, I think, be the one who is far more likely to veto or soften or modify pieces of conservative legislation that might pass the Congress. Gingrich can be an impossible, arrogant man who easily slides off of his conservative rails. We've seen this in the past. He can do decidedly unconservative things. Whereas Mitt Romney isn't as headstrong, and he wants so desperately to be president, that he has taken 50 blood oaths already convincing us a conservative. Once he gets into office, he is going to have to make good on that word. He's going to have to, by God, be conservative. And I realize I'm thinking several steps ahead on this, but I think I'm right. And it runs counter to everything that you're going to hear from the D.C. establishment or from Gingrich supporters. They're going to prop Newt up as a conservative alternative to Romney, but in truth, he's not. He has, in truth, more flip-flops than Romney does on big issues. Really bought into global warming. Has been an ethanol lobbyist. Has taken big money from Freddie Mac as a, quote, consultant. He has all sorts of things that are going to come back to haunt him here. He supported amnesty for illegals. He supported George Bush's new prescription drug entitlement. He's not as conservative as he suggests he is. At least he's had some very unconservative positions. And I'm telling you, Newt would be the one who would be far more likely to stand in the way of the conservative agenda. He's far more headstrong. He would on the notion that it's too radical. Remember, he already called. Remember, he almost killed his campaign before it started because he called Paul Ryan's Medicare fixes too radical. Okay, he was telling the truth there. He was telling us what he thought. Mitt Romney has endorsed Paul Ryan's Medicare fixes and his pathway to prosperity. Newt called it too radical. So if Newt's president and Paul Ryan's Medicare changes manage to get past the House, do you think Newt signs them, or do you think he weakens them, waters them down? Says they're too radically right-wing, as he did several months ago. You're telling me that President Newt wouldn't go squishy under the pressure of the D.C. Beltway crowd and veto them or alter them so radically that they had no real teeth? I think he'd do it in a heartbeat.
All right, so there's an example of a host, Jay Weber, who speaks to that narrow band that is consistent and strong in terms of outreach and work. But those thoughts are what gets us into the trouble that we're in right now. Yes, you do have to be a moderate because not everybody thinks like you, sir, and not everybody in the country, not even close to a majority. You have maybe 5 or 6% of the country that's in your camp, enough to get good ratings for a good radio program. But after that, it doesn't serve much to look at the future of the country and see the squabbling continue, which is what happens if people on both sides don't see the folly in their approach. All right. Having said that, let's move on to another radio host named Jen Bryan, who talked about Herman Cain's interview problems.
Herman Cain, I am convinced now. I honestly am convinced now. It's not the sexual situation with the ladies. Where are the ladies? That is going to hurt Herman Cain. It's his lack of knowledge when it comes to foreign affairs. It's his lack of just grasping basic things he should know when you're going into a debate. You would think that Libya might come up. Herman Cain gaffed so bad during the debate, and this was worse than Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin at least made it look like she knew what she was talking about. If you think she's a moron, see, I don't. I think Sarah Palin is a smart woman who has been vilified and made to look like a complete idiot by the media. The same way that the media makes Obama look like a Mensa member when he's in Hawaii and says that Hawaii is part of Asia and 57 states. Oh, yeah, he did. Check out my Facebook page. But Herman Cain said this. Chris, you have that from the last debate. And then he reacted to what people are saying. Say, what's the big deal? I paused, one of those pauses so I could gather my thoughts. But this is what it sounded like. If you haven't heard this yet, and if you have, forgive me. But for those of you that haven't, here's what it sounded like at the last debate with Herman Cain on Libya.
You agreed with President Obama on Libya or not?
Okay, Libya. President Obama supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing before I say, yes, I agreed. I know I didn't agree.
All right. Well, actually, that was my bad. I'm sorry. That was from he messed up during the debate, but this was during a interview that he did with the Milwaukee Journal. Right. So he was actually sitting down with somebody. So he screws up at the debate part one. And then you think, OK, he might fix things and look a little more knowledgeable. Right. When it comes to, again, the basic situation in Libya. The presidential candidate, Steve, he looked flustered. Not only that, but when he asked, he's asking questions of the reporters that are asking, like, right, isn't that, are you serious? Then he makes this, he says this about, well, why is everybody tripping out about what I said about Libya?
They asked me a question about Libya, and I paused so I could gather my thoughts. You know, it's really complimentary when people start documenting my pauses. You know, it's one thing to document every word. It was a pause. That's all it was. Good grief.
No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. Somebody said to me, you think he even knows where Libya is on a map?
You know what? Another sort of disgusting couple of minutes listening to her and all of this hoopla. I don't think I'm in the Herman Cain camp. Not that I ever was strongly. I think he has some very important and good ideas. But the way these people, there's this expectation of perfection that is ridiculous. It's nauseating to listen to some of these people like Jen Bryan talk about the gap and the gaffes and the stuff. What do you think? These people are perfect? And it's because of people like you that the really good people won't run because you think they want to have themselves chastised because they take a breath? Maybe he knows the answer. Maybe he doesn't. But to take it apart based on that, first of all, he didn't even really think nor It doesn't seem to me, frankly, that it's, I don't use the word acceptable, but it just seems that under that circumstance, you're talking to a newspaper board, that you're not going to have everything showing up on the nightly news in 15 minutes. Okay, so let's talk about Ron Paul. Shall we do that? Ron Paul. Before we get to Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann, because she hasn't had much airtime lately. This is from our Countdown affiliate, WTMA, in Charleston, South Carolina, where talk host Richard Todd has a conversation with Michelle Bachmann about the economy.
There are a number of people in the Republican Party who feel that you cannot address the fiscal urgency of the situation in our economy and our money in America without dealing with foreign policy. There are those who feel the biggest threat to this country is actually our ever-increasing debt and our inability to maneuver with this debt that continues to grow and grow. And there are those who would like to see defense cuts because of the dozens and dozens of, I should say, hundreds of military installations in dozens of countries around the world. Would you be open to any defense cuts at all, or is that a sort of a renowned sacred cow for the Republican Party? Would you not be looking at any defense cuts?
No, I think that you're exactly right. We are in a terrible situation. We're $15 trillion in debt. When I came into Congress in January of 07, so that's just over 4 years ago, we were in debt $8.67 trillion. And with the debt ceiling getting reached at $16.7 trillion next year, what that means is we will almost double our national debt in about 5 years' time. That's just absolutely unsustainable. Now, as I said, we can absorb some cuts in our military, but again, here's an area where we can look and where we can save a tremendous amount of money. In the area of procurement, when we buy weapon systems, for instance, or ships, or when we build aircraft, we do it today on a cost-plus-fee basis. In other words, however long it takes the manufacturer to build the item, they get paid more, and we pay them that cost plus a fee. So they make more money the longer this project drags on. I would instead go with a fixed price basis, and that's to give the person incentive that you're only going to get so much money for this product, and that's it. And we have wasted so much money by overpaying for weapon systems. And this is something that we can do almost immediately. Senator Graham is on board with this idea. John McCain is on board with this idea. And there is a military industrial complex in Washington, and they need to stop making money off the American taxpayer.
Yep, I think she's right on that one. That's a good song. That's a good note. Even many of you, we've got to have our defense. You have no idea how much money is wasted. The waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Remember the Government Accounting Office story from 4 or 5 months ago evaluating the $700 billion proposal for military spending, and they maintain and reported and backed up with facts the reason for cutting the military budget to $460 billion, because the difference between the $460 billion and the $700 billion is the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that exists in the Department of Defense. Next in the focus, the story's latest, if you will, on how Ron Paul is doing. That's on the Countdown in a few moments.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem
of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, let's have some time with Ron Paul. Here he is talking about the problem with student loans.
I want to turn the attention to why we're here on this campus and what many students are very interested in, and that is the fact that, Congressman Paul, right now we are looking at student loan debt that is near $1 trillion. Americans owe more on student loans right now than credit cards, and the average debt for a college senior right now is over $25,000. It's obviously a very hot topic right here on this campus and with students across the country. Just listen to what they have to say.
Tuition rates have increased roughly three times that of inflation over the last three decades.
More students have to take out loans or forego college.
My generation is graduating with student debt levels at an unprecedented level.
So, Congressman Paul, you've already talked about the fact that you want the Department of Education. You've said that you want to get rid of federal student loans. So how would you make college more accessible, more affordable for these students and students around the country?
I think you proved that the policy of student loans is a total failure. I mean, $1 trillion of debt, and it's going to be dumped on the taxpayer. And what have they gotten? A poor education, and costs that have skyrocketed because of inflation, and they don't have jobs. There's nothing more dramatically failing than that program. So, no, there is no authority in the Constitution for the federal government to be dealing with education. We should get rid of the loan programs. We should get rid of the Department of Education and give tax credits if you have to help people. But the inflation is the big problem. It's three times the rate that the government admits inflation is, and that is natural and normal. When governments inflate the currency, it goes in the areas that the government gets involved in. Housing, high prices, stock market, skyrocketing prices. Medical care, skyrocketing. Education.
How do they pay for it? How do they now pay for college? Well,
the way you pay for cell phones and computers. You have the marketplace there. There's competition. Quality goes up. The price goes down. Can you imagine what it would have been like if the Department of Homeland Security was in charge of finding one person or one company to make the cell phones? I mean, it would have been a total disaster.
Ron Paul, the problem with student loans. The Talk Radio Countdown program on Armed Forces Network, 177 countries, available to sailors on U.S. ships at sea. Happy to be saying hello and thank you for your service here on the Countdown.
Did
you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Super Committee of the Congress, the members of both the House and the Senate, were trying to cut things. The budget is, as of yesterday, the debt that we have, you and I have, is $15 trillion. 15, since Congress upped the amount of money we could borrow, $15 trillion. Here's host Mark Reardon with Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin about what he thinks is going to happen with this super committee.
What do you think is going to happen with the fiscal committee?
Well, there's a perfect example. We put an offer on the table. We said we will even raise revenues through getting rid of loopholes and lowering everybody's tax rates, and we'll still have a net revenue increase, and we'll cut over $1 trillion in spending. And the kinds of spending cuts that our negotiators put in that package were designed to get Democrats' appeal. We put out a budget that cut $6 trillion in spending. Clearly, we can cut 1.2. We put that on the table, and they keep walking away from it. The Democrats have told us they can't get agreement on their own with what they want to do on the super committee, let alone negotiate with us. And it seems to us that the White House is more interested in seeing this thing fail than succeed, given the actions and the rhetoric that they've taken of late. But nevertheless, in the House here and Senate Republicans, we're trying to get something done. We are looking for any opportunity to take a bite out of this deficit, to get some spending under control. We'll take this as an opportunity. We want to, because we already passed a budget to fix the problem. But again, Mark, here's where we are. The Senate isn't doing a budget. They didn't do one last year. They didn't do one this year. They're not going to do one next year. The president hasn't made a proposal. And now they seem to be walking away for the time being from the select committee from even getting a small down payment on the problem. And so that's why we're frustrated.
Do you think then, and let me ask you how the Bush tax cuts play into this, because some of this, if I understand it correctly, and the disagreement on the super committee is the math, right?
Yes.
And how the tax cuts play into this. What are your thoughts on that?
So just remember, in 14 months' time, tax rates go up across the board. With the health care tax increases that kick in then as well, the top income tax rate in America goes to 44.8%. It's not just, the rich, it's not just the baseball player, the movie star who plays that tax rate.
Everybody.
It's everybody. It's all those successful small businesses, who are the job creators that get hit with this tax increase. So it's putting a chilling effect on our economy now. We're saying, let's prevent that from happening. And rather than keep all these loopholes in the tax code that are mostly enjoyed by higher income individuals, get rid of the loopholes so everybody can have a lower permanent tax rate so we can get this economy growing. And they're saying no to that. Even though it gives more revenues, which they've been asking for. They're saying no to that because they truly want these higher, steeper tax rates, which is really a job killer. It is really, they're interested more, I think, in class warfare and redistribution, no matter how bad that is for the economy, but they think it's a good political plan for 2012, than getting an agreement with us to raise revenue for this committee and lower everybody's tax rates and give businesses certainty going forward as to what their tax rates are going to be in the future so they can plan and create jobs today.
Some of the Occupy protesters don't get where jobs come from. Where do you think people get hired? How do they get hired? It's a basic education, sort of like Economics 101. The Obama plan on taxes relies on his experience not having run any businesses. Here are talk host Chris Sullivan. Chris Sullivan. I thought there was somebody else with him that was a talk host. No. The focus here is on arrests of Occupy Seattle folks.
I can tell you, speaking with some folks this morning, they're actually buoyed by how things are going. They've got a good vibe, they say, going here at Seattle Central Community College. Spoke with Arturo Mitchell. He works night security here at Occupy Seattle, making sure that there are no drugs or alcohol or bad behavior at the camp. He's been an occupier for 6 weeks now, and he likes what he sees growing here at Seattle Central.
The first day here, it was a little bit disorganized, and people were trying to figure out how to put things together, and now it's after 2 weeks of being here, everything's kind of come together. Everybody's gained some type of harmony, and the collective has grown.
Arturo tells me that he's more confident today that this camp and this movement will survive.
The park's full now. It wasn't, there's people on the edges of the park, you know, sleeping on the hills just to be part of this movement. There's people that come here saying they're from Spokane, they're from Bellingham, you know, they're coming from all the corners of Washington State to be here in Seattle to be part of this movement.
He says occupiers here are gaining strength from what they're seeing in New York and at other Occupy protests elsewhere, and he says their resolve gets stronger as they survive the pepper spraying and arrest by police.
It has built unity among the people who have been targeted in these marches and these protests. It's built perseverance and strive in these individuals.
You're busy, right? This is our way of presenting you as much information within the hour that you'd get by listening to talk radio programs all around the country all day long. And that was a focus on Occupy Seattle. The stories continue, and our conversation will continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.